This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. Busy, busy start to NFL free agency, the tampering period, whatever you want to call it. They are off and running all over the league. Lots of different teams making lots of different moves. Biggest move in Washington is a true blockbuster trade yesterday for one of the best left tackles in football, Laremy Tunsil. What's funny is everybody remember, like, there's not a lot of offensive linemen you remember when they got drafted.
Oh, you remember him.
Quite like Laremy Tunsil. The gas mask bong video. Dude was going to be probably a top three pick. He slid to 13th because of this bong video that emerged on draft night, which in hindsight, considering where we are as a society now, is completely laughable that somebody would even slide for that. Tunsil, all he's done in the NFL is be great. Five-time Pro Bowler, really, really good in Houston. Does take some penalties, but it's hard to look at his level of play and the way he has shut down various stud pass rushers and the way he just clears out people in the run game. 6'5", 320.
Monster.
Everybody screamed about build up the trenches, build up the trenches, build up the trenches. Well, on day one, there's a whole bunch of things you can look at, but they signed Javon Kinlaw. We were all on the air for that yesterday. Kinlaw last with the Jets, previously with the Niners, and then they trade for Laremy Tunsil. So their first two moves of free agency of not bringing their own guys back were O-line and D-line. That's what everybody says.
And I was happy. I'm not complaining about it. I'm happy as hell.
The Tunsil move is a big one. Definitely impacts their draft capital. But what I'll say to the draft capital people is if you want to drive a Mercedes, don't complain about how much the insurance costs. Like,
I'm with that.
Like, you want a top three, top five, top one left tackle in football, it's going to cost you a lot in draft capital.
Well, this year they lost one draft pick and they got an exceptional player. You can look at that as a trade-off. They gave up two, they got one back, and they have a player that's there.
Next year they give up more.
I'm not talking about next year. I'm talking about this year. I don't worry about next year. I'm worried about this year right now. Right now, this year, I think Washington has an advantage. Next year, that's something different. But if you are drafting later and all that stuff, does it make a big difference?
I think, so Zach Ertz spoke early this morning. Zach Ertz obviously re-signed for a year, whenever that was, Sunday night, I guess, Sunday morning. Maybe Bates was Sunday night. It's hard to keep track of when these dudes sign. Ertz was asked about trading draft picks for immediate help. And I think Ertz reply. Everybody that wants to talk about, hey, you got a quarterback on a rookie contract, you got to take advantage of that window, that's what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. Here, Ertz's reply asked about trading draft picks for help. Said, a guy like me, a guy that I think I have a few more years left in me, draft picks are fun. You love to find a guy like Jaden or Mikey or Johnny or some of these other guys, these impact guys. But oftentimes, they take a few years to develop. And so for a guy that wants to win now, just like everyone else in this building, sometimes it is a little bit of a shortcut to go get a proven commodity and a couple of those guys that are really, really, really good football players and can help our team immediately. And there's no guessing or projection in that regard. It's just an exciting time. So, I mean, there's no secret what they did yesterday.
No.
The Kinlaw deal we could separate and talk about exactly what that is. But if you watched the NFC title game, or really any of the three games against Philly, the entire league is chasing Philly. Washington has to chase them at least twice a year. And it kind of feels like three times a year going forward here.
Yeah.
And where did Philly manhandle Washington and really manhandle the league? O-line and D-line. And
totally.
Washington is trying to get better there. I think we're going to talk to John McClain here in about 20 minutes or so. McClain's covered everything. I mean, McClain has covered professional football in Houston long enough. He covered Warren Moon and the Oilers.
Damn.
Like this dude knows.
John been around a long time.
He knows football down there. And what's remarkable, and I think most Commanders fans are all about the Tunsil trade. We're going to open the phone lines up at 11. We're going to let you weigh in. But what tells me a lot is I think people in Houston think they didn't get enough. And
Houston think that they didn't get enough for him?
For Tunsil, yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. You got Laremy Tunsil. You got a fourth-round pick this year. The actual picks they gave up this year is a second and a fourth, right? Or is that different?
They gave up the high third. They gave up the third this year,
one of their thirds,
two and the four next year.
And
then there's some sevens.
So a second and a third this year?
Yeah.
And then
a third this year, a two and a four next year.
Two and a four next year. That's it. And there's a seventh round pick or something like that in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, there's a little bit
of. So basically, when you get Tunsil and a fourth round pick and you gave up a third this year, you won this year. If Tunsil plays how he's capable of playing this year and he's here still next year, the amount of draft picks you give up then, you're not concerned about those draft picks. If he's solidifying that position and taking care of Jaden's blind side, no one is really talking about those, especially the seventh-round pick.
So we're clear. This year, Houston gets a third and a seventh. Now, the third was a higher pick because it was Miami's third.
Yeah.
I believe it was 79. And then next year, they get the second and the fourth. Washington gets back this year, Tunsil and the fourth
and a fourth pick, yeah.
So you're looking just – now, I think there is this, like, army of people that like taking stuff too literally where Washington now has 29, 61, and then their next pick's not till 127. Mm-hmm. And then three of the six picks they have, half of their picks are 207 plus.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's not – they're not swimming in draft capital. I would say a few things. I think 29 and 61 – end up becoming four picks before 100.
Probably so.
Maybe five, yeah. Honestly. There will be a volume play somewhere in there. I also think, and I made a point of tweeting this video out yesterday, that Adam Peters, I think Fortier asked him the question, but Peters was asked about trading picks and all the things you have to do, and he was crystal clear. He's like, everything's a trade-off. It's all about building the best roster we can.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, the people that are screaming that maybe the defense hasn't been added to enough, we can discuss that, but I think you've got to view this Tunsil trade for what it is. Dan Quinn said every year he likes to look at his offensive line with fresh eyes, which means they're going to consider all of their options, and maybe that means moving some guys around. I thought Coleman, for a rookie playing left tackle, did a pretty admirable job. I think he's super physical in the run game. I think he has some growth in the pass game, but also a rookie playing left tackle. You've got Cosme's going to miss some time. Maybe that's just the first month. I bet he opens the year on PUP. He blew out his knee on January 26th. Like, that's going to take some time. Brandon Coleman, I pulled this up. I tweeted this out. Played all over the place in college at TCU. His senior season, he started four games at left guard, 11 at left tackle. As a junior, he played a ton of left tackle. Prior to that, he played 7 of the final 8 his sophomore year at left guard. He also started against Texas at right guard. He can move around. People are aware that there were a lot of folks saying he's better suited to play guard than tackle at the pro level. They're going to figure that out, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't make the Coleman pick like a waste. People are in such a hurry to make determinations after a day. You know what I mean? I think the Tunsil trade I view singularly as really well done for Washington.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I think the moves they made is the type of moves that they wanted to make. People are trying. It's like you say what you need to address and you start addressing that. Now people start complaining about the level. You have to let this stuff take its course and begin to happen. Now, I understand people say, oh, like some people, well, you could have just kept John. No, you couldn't have. Not at the price that he was at. Okay? And he goes to Minnesota, he gets what he gets. But if Kinlaw plays well, and I think they're looking at him playing well, like you said, he played 10 games in his first 2 years, and then he didn't miss no games the next two. They're looking at the upper slope. And I think when you bring in Tunsil, you make everybody else be able to fit in a certain position. We talked to Dan Quinn, and everyone talked to Dan Quinn about, are you going to try to put 5 on the field or the best 5? If Coleman can end up playing another position because he's one of the top 5 linemen on the team, he can play another position, that helps your football team out.
I think a lot of the examination with the Kinlaw deal is looking at things the wrong way. I don't know that the direct comp should be Kinlaw to John Allen, because I think certainly to date, John Allen has been the better player, period, full stop. I think what they view it as is Johnny Newton takes over for John Allen, and then they get a versatile piece in Kinlaw that can help them on the edges, trying to maybe rush the passer or as a run stopper. I mean, he's a big, big, big fella, and sometimes having that kind of height can be disruptive when you're trying to be a space eater. I think he's bigger. I don't know that he's the same size. I've seen him listed 6'5 and 6'6, Kinlaw. But I think you've got to look at it. The way they view this is it's more opportunity for Newton, and then Kinlaw is the replacement. Let's be crystal clear. You look at the structure of that contract. Kinlaw's here at least 2 years. Like the second year of this deal, it's well done by his agent, frankly. Like he is, barring complete calamity and disaster, he's on the roster in year 2. And that's fine, because when the Chiefs traded Joe Tooney for a 4th, people are screaming like, oh my God, Kansas City's giving up a player like Tooney. The reality is they're betting on the 4th rounder being better for them over the next 2 years than as Tooney's age starts to decline. At some point, these are mathematical equations for football teams where they're wondering what the productivity will be as a player ages and starts to decline. Now, whether that's correct or not, that's what these are like actuarial tables for football, right? A huge part of the decision in Allen to Kinlaw is projecting out what this looks like 2 years from now.
Yeah.
And yes, Kinlaw missed some time with some knee trouble during his first 3 seasons in the NFL, but in the last 2, he hasn't missed a game. Allen's coming off a year where he missed 12 games with a pec injury. The pec injury is a one-off. I understand that, but there were concerns about his shoulders previously. And I think everybody involved with Washington is just happy. I'm happy John got paid and went to a playoff team. I think that Vikings team could be pretty good. I think what Minnesota has done instead of paying Darnold, which I never would have done, they've invested a ton of money into their trenches. If you think about it, they signed Allen, Hargrave, and 2 starting offensive linemen.
Yeah.
And all in roughly the money that they would have had to guarantee Darnold this year. I think it's really smart. Good for Minnesota.
Darnold got, 30-something a year?
What's that?
They didn't give him 40-something a year.
Darnold?
Yeah.
No, I think he got more.
No, he got three years, 100 mil.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I recognize a lot of folks think they haven't done enough. I think that's premature. They made one of the marquee trades of the first day of the NFL yesterday, not to mention re-signing a number of their own. I think getting Wagner, Ertz, they love Bates. I think those are all big decisions. Tress, I would add. I then think they lost some guys yesterday, and a lot of folks are alarmed by that. You lose Jeremy Chinn. You lose Diami Brown. Those guys helped you. Diami had a really good playoff run. Chinn helped you. I go back to this time last year, Cam Curl was a player a lot of fans were screaming about. You got to get Curl back. You got to get Curl back. The market never really developed for Curl. He ended up signing for the with the Rams probably less than people expected. Chinn, I think, had a more robust market right away, but it's not like it was a two years, 16 mil. Yeah, but if you remember, Curl just took a few more. Like, I think Curl was a free agent for like 4 or 5 days. Yeah. I think the marketplace for safeties is not. It's just not the same as corners or something. It just takes longer. 2 years, 16 mil. I'm trying to figure out how much of that is guaranteed. It's not nearly that significant.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chinn was good for them. Maybe some questions about being out in space, but these dudes that were here that played well and now are going elsewhere, I just wish them luck. Like, I like Jeremy. Yeah. He was a really nice guy. I enjoyed getting to know him.
I wish him luck, but I think either one of those guys, there's no one that you can't miss. You couldn't lose. Like that's not the mindset. When we talked about Ertz, Wagner, Chinn, Ertz and Wagner came before Chinn, right?
I think we all knew they had to get Ertz and Wagner back.
Yeah.
And I think Chinn, you kind of knew.
He was going to have a market. And listen, the player got to take care of themselves too. But the ultimate thing, I believe that they got some young safeties around that can play. They're not the same player he is.
They don't have the size and speed.
They don't have the size. They do some other things that he didn't do. So, I mean, and Deami got a one-year deal. He had to go jump on that.
Sure.
I mean, but the whole thing about it, hey, I'm not upset. I'm happy about what we got than what we lost.
I think getting Tunsil is just a massively big deal, and folks should be really, really excited about that. If you screamed that you wanted help in the trenches, this is it. For everybody listening on the radio, if we were off air or you heard the emergency test, it wasn't up to us, man. I'm not even going to blame Jeff. Sometimes they just run these tests and there's nothing we can do. People are coming at Jeff. I'm getting texts about it. I hope everybody's all right.
It happens. It's part of what the radio world is. Just take a chill pill and keep moving.
Now, I do want to point something out because otherwise we just won't make mention of this. What makes March Madness so cool, We don't do a lot of Delaware basketball on our program, B. Mitch, especially during NFL free agency. Towson was the one seed in the CAA. Delaware was the 12 seed.
And they whoop them.
Towson was 16-2 in conference play. Delaware was 5-13. Delaware beat Towson last night by 10.
And they're going to the league. Listen, man, I told you I watched Wofford and Furman last night. I saw some of the best, most skilled basketball I have seen in my life. And Wofford shoots threes, and I'm talking, they were going in like layups. But Furman was playing. Wofford ended up winning at the end because Furman kept trying to shoot threes with Wofford, and they couldn't. That was some good basketball.
It's fun, man.
Yeah.
This time of year, all that stuff is fun. What else is fun is if you got to make a serious decision about buying or selling a home, there's only one dude you should work with. That dude is named John Leahy.
Yeah, reach out to John just like Amy did. Amy wanted to be closer to her family, but in order to make that happen, she'd first need to sell her Vienna property. This would potentially be a challenging and sensitive move as she was looking for the right fit to navigate all the complexities involved. Amy needed a real estate team who could handle everything with the utmost care, professionalism, and attention to detail. Lucky for her, she found John Leahy with Define Living Group. Thanks for their knowledge and feel for the market. They knew it was red hot for this listing. A flurry of offers soon followed, with the result being a sale of $65,000 over the asking price, with no contingencies. Looking for your own stress-free transaction? How about a guaranteed offer on your home? Check out the details and more at johnsellsdmv.com. That's John without an H. This is John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs.
Here's the thing. If you just want to check out what your home is worth, how much maybe equity you're sitting on, go to John's website, johnsellsdmv.com. Click on the home valuation tool. Punch in your address, maybe a little more info, and you'll get an answer on how much cash you're sitting on. 30, 45 seconds. Think about that. Then you can make a decision if you want to move, you want to retire, you want to move closer to your kids, whatever it is, johnsellsdmv.com. That's J-O-N, sellsdmv.com. He's got a deep bench of buyers in waiting. More than 10,000 folks ready to buy your house. It's worth checking out, getting a number, and then being able to make a determination on you and your family's future. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing. I cannot confirm or deny if this was Laramie Tunsil's theme song coming out of college. Doesn't matter now, though, because he's been in the NFL a long time.
Yeah.
Helping us understand how good the player is Washington traded for yesterday, John McClain from Houston, Texas, has covered the Texans, the Oilers, all of it. John, thanks for making time for us, sir.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Let's start with the basics. How good of a player is Laramie Tunsil?
Laramie is an outstanding pass protector, mediocre run blocker. And the problem that he had last season, he led the NFL in penalties with 19, I think 13, were false starts. He got to a point where when he'd commit a false start penalty at home, fans would boo him like crazy. If he committed holding, they didn't do anything because it just got so frustrating. And one reason, he's always out there by himself on an island. He wants to get as quick of a start as he can. And some of those officials, they call it closer than others.
Yeah.
But he'll do a terrific job as protecting Daniel's blind side. And the problem with Laramie, and maybe the Commanders won't have a problem with it, when Bill O'Brien, who was coach and general manager in 2019, he was obsessed with trading for Tunsil. And he traded two ones and a two, and he threw in a couple of tomato cans and to get Tunsil and a couple of backups. But that's how much he wanted Laramie. And he solidified that position, and they won the division, won a playoff game. And when he wanted his contract redone, he didn't have an agent. Everybody said Laramie Tunsil does his own contracts. No, he's got three guys that help him, and they made him the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL history. And then when his next one was due, they made him the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL history. His next contract, current one, expires after the 2026 season, and he's trying to get another extension, which I'm guessing he's going to try to be the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL history. And I don't know if he can get it done before the season or if they wait until after the season, but he doesn't show up in the off season except for the mandatory minicamp. He's always in shape, steps right in, solidifies the position. He had a scope last year on his knee, which he spent most of camp on the side working out on his own, but then he played really well, as he always does as a pass protector. So it's a good job, a good trade for a team with a great young quarterback on the rise. And they gave up, in essence, only three picks as they swapped fours. And I think the Commanders will be really happy that they have acquired Tunsil.
All right.
You said that he struggles a little bit with the run. What's the biggest issue with his run, Bob, run blocking?
He doesn't get paid for run blocking, and he knows it. He puts out the effort. The Texans' offensive line was one of the worst I've seen, and this is my 49th year covering the NFL. And it was just terrible. Mainly the interior. Tunsil was their best offensive lineman by far. And they've got he wasn't a bad run blocker. I just think everybody did. If you look at his run block stats, he's in the middle of the road. But it's not like, oh my God, Tunsil got stuffed. He doesn't get stuffed. He doesn't get knocked backward. So not many people pay any attention to that. And when Joe Mixon was healthy, they had a really good running game, and he ran to the left side a lot. But overall, their offensive line was terrible. It affected Stroud. But they still won the division, won a blowout playoff game, and lost the divisional round on the road, which is what they've done every time they've been in the playoffs. And so people here are stunned that you'd be that bad up front and trade your guy, even if he wanted a new deal. So what? He's got 2 years left. He's not going to sit out and lose millions of dollars.
Sure. I'm curious if you think he's got guaranteed money left on the deal this year. Whenever he's going to start asking for a new contract, does that come next year?
Oh, I'm sure he'd like to get it now because this will probably be the last one he signs at his age. Even though it's strange the way tackles now can play longer.
Yeah.
And he's got a lot of mileage, but he showed no signs whatsoever of letting up as a pass protector. He takes people on one-on-one, and sometimes, and this was blatantly unfair, I saw a bad website last night here talking about Tunsil getting beat on sacks. Well, if you watched it, he was beaten because the other side let pass rushers in as soon as the ball was snapped, and Stroud ran right in to where Tunsil was taking his guy wide, as he's supposed to do. And I don't know why they came up with that was Tunsil's fault, other than they were clueless. But I just think it's a great trade for a team on the rise. And the Texans, of course, they're trying to load up. After free agency, they're going to sign Derek Stingley Jr., their quarterback, to a new contract. And I'm sure he'll be the highest paid defensive back in history over J.C. Horn, who will become official tomorrow. And then next year, they're going to start thinking about extensions for Stroud and Will Anderson Jr. And I don't think they were interested in giving Tunsil a third extension that would make him the highest paid offensive lineman in history.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it, if you're Houston, they're a year away from having to probably pay Stroud $300 million or something, right?
Yeah, no telling what that's going to be. And, I think this time next year, if they do what they did with Deshaun Watson, they extend him after 3 years. And so that's what we all expect them to do.
Well, and talking with our friend John McClain from Houston after this massive trade, Washington goes and gets Laremy Tunsil. I mean, you've watched a lot of ball over the years, John. Do you consider him a top three, top five left tackle in the NFL?
Absolutely, as a pass protector, without a doubt. And once he gets out there, Dan Quinn won't have to worry about that position. Cliff Kingsbury won't have to worry about that position. They have other things they'll have to worry about. It will not be Laremy Tunsil pass protection. Now, he's missed some games with nagging injuries, nothing serious, and he'll play hard.
Now, a lot of Cliff's designs have his tackles moving, getting out on the edges, a lot of screens. How does Tunsil perform kind of on the move?
This was a bad screen team till this past season, and he wasn't very good anyway. I've never understood why they couldn't run screens, no matter who the play callers were, offensive line coaches. But the best one they had was Laremy. Okay. He was their best offensive lineman overall. They won the division 3 times with him in his 5 seasons, won a playoff game each of those seasons. And he was, until the emergence of Stroud, and Tunsil was their best offensive player. He's still, a lot of people, based on his achievements, he's right up there. He was numbered the second best offensive player on the team. And so anything they want him to do when it comes to pass protection, he'll do, I wouldn't say effortlessly like he did earlier in his career. He has to work a little harder, but he's smarter.
Well, John, last one. This is breaking news. Apparently, the Texans just traded for C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the Eagles safety, and they're sending Kenyon Green, the guard, to Philly.
Yeah, Kenyon Green played next to Laremy Tunsil. He was a first-round pick, and he'll go down as the biggest bust in Texans history. He's from Texas A&M. He missed his first year. His problems, his inadequacies were exposed here by the Commanders when they just flattened him. He lost his confidence. They knocked him backward in that game. He lost his confidence, missed the next season, came back last season at left guard. He was terrible. Maybe now he'll go to another good team with a great line coach. He'll be better. But the Texans needed depth safety because they had so many injuries there. So I like that deal because they would have cut Kenyon Green anyway.
There you have it.
Hey, what's Laramie's like personality? What's his personality like?
He sometimes he's kind of moody. I remember when he came here, when the media first time we interviewed him in the locker room, he was boring as hell. And he said, "Ask me something interesting." and somebody said, who's your favorite singer? And he goes, no, that's the kind of questions I like. So he's got a kind of a playful personality. I like dealing with Tunsil. He knows he's good. You know, he doesn't create any controversy when he's talking. Most of the time, he's cooperative. And I can't think of anything negative about him other than the fact he wants to get paid.
Hey, we all want to get paid,
all of
John.
Us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, John, thank you for your time, man. I always enjoy having you on.
Guys, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Hi, man.
The great John McLean. Give him a follow. McLean on
old
NFL.
Old school stuff like that. He tell you just a little boring, but I like him.
He will tell you the truth. We're going to open these phone lines up at 11 a.m. reacting to all the Commanders' moves so far. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're going to open these phone lines up in about 10 minutes. So you can press the button now, Chris, if you want. Release the hounds. If folks want to jump on hold, they can. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We live in interesting times where, because there's access to a ton of information, I think everybody thinks they are experts in everything. Everybody screamed to build up the O-line and the D-line. Washington built up the O-line and the D-line on the first day of the tampering period, and folks still seem upset about it. I think the Tunsil
thing...
People
only care about skill positions, bro.
Well, the Tunsil thing seems like an absolute slam dunk. The Kinlaw deal, I think it's about more opportunity for Johnny Newton, as well as a player they believe they know how to better optimize in Javon Kinlaw.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted Milton Williams, he was almost double what you paid Kinlaw.
Yeah. Listen, man. I've said it before. People talk about how much you pay somebody all the time. Then they go out and they get a player who has been good the last 2 years. Okay? And then people just want you to go break the bank on everybody. Spending the most money on every player is not the way to go. Okay? You got to find a guy who you spend a little less on who can go and overplay that. And if you believe in Peters and Quinn them to get the job done, we would expect him to play better. If he plays better, no one's going to be complaining about anything. But if you don't go out and you just get a big splash with Charles skill position players, nobody cares. It's all they look for.
Here's what I want. Adam Peters, I thought this was a really telling quote from the Combine. I believe 40A asked him this question. I tweeted this video out. Jeff, you're ready to rock there, right? Adam Peters was asked about potentially what you and I keep saying, B, is the best players don't get to free agency. If you're counting on free agency to rebuild a roster, you're overpaying. And it generally doesn't work that great. The NFL has gotten smart. They give guys extensions. They use the tag. And so what happens is more and more players get traded for. This is Adam Peters asked about roster building, including if that means trading away draft picks.
You know, I mean, there's always going to be trade-offs if you do something like that. And we have 7 picks, you know, and so it's a full allotment. It's not our own 7 picks, but I think it just goes back to Sam just always doing what we think is best for the team.
Doing what's best for the team. I don't think it's that complicated.
Yeah.
And whatever, we're going to give you guys an opportunity to weigh in. 800-636.
They didn't like the moves last year either. Well, the team went 14-6, and people completely lost their minds. So I hope the same thing happens again. Don't like the moves and let them go win again.
Well, how about the people that are screaming about go all in while you got a rookie on a rookie deal, rookie quarterback on a rookie deal? Kind of what they're doing.
You're like basically trading winning, away picks for a veteran. Protection for his backside, I'll tell you that.
Daniel Jones has signed.
Back to Minnesota?
No.
Where?
Yes.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.